Today, the Vatican accepted the resignation of Milwaukee Archbishop Rembert Weakland. Yesterday, Weakland acknowledged he had paid money to a former theology student who had accused the archbishop of sexual assault. Weakland plans to make a public apology. Archbishop Weakland reached the mandatory retirement age of 75 earlier this year. When the Vatican accepted his resignation, it cited Weakland's age as the reason. Tom Heinen is religion reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he joins us from his office. Tom, can you explain very briefly, tell us who Archbishop Weakland is?
Archbishop Weakland is considered by many to be the preeminent liberal intellectual in the American Catholic Church. He has, in the course of his 25 years, been an outspoken advocate for increased roles for women in the church, had in the past advocated ordination of women before the Pope had said that that cannot be discussed. He's held listening sessions here for women who had had abortions. He's spoken out on social justice issues, most notably the pastoral on the economy that he authored for the U.S. bishops that urged greater charity, and it was somewhat critical of capitalism in several respects. He is someone who has advocated increased roles for the laity and really has been seen as a guiding light. He also was one of the architects of the post-Vatican II liturgy, the implementation of Vatican II, when Pope Pius VI held practice masses in his chapel in the Vatican when they were designing the new mass after Vatican II. Only a handful of people were there for all of those masses, and one of them was Rembert Weakland.
What does this resignation mean, then, for the programs that he set up, for the way he ran his archdiocese and his place in the American Catholic Church?
The resignation itself is fairly moot because he was expected to retire. He himself earlier thought that his resignation would have been accepted by now anyway. The broader implications may depend upon whether any additional facts come out. Certainly he disputes the allegation that there was a sexual assault, that there was sexual abuse. He hasn't elaborated and said there was some type of relationship there. So how it plays out, exactly what happened, might cause people to have a sharper, more critical view of him, or maybe mitigate that somewhat. And so I think remains to be seen whether the causes that he advocated will be somewhat, if not tarnished, then diminished by whatever loss of stature accompanies these revelations.
Is his case not different from some of these other cases, mainly because the other person involved was an adult?
I mean, it's significantly different. His accuser, Paul Marcoux, was, I think, 32 years old about that at the time this allegedly occurred, more than 20 years ago. So it's not at all sexual abuse of a minor. It's a whole different arena. So that makes it significantly different. I think what has obviously captured the attention of the news media and was one of the reasons why we certainly aggressively looked into it was the payment of $450,000 essentially to silence Mr. Marcoux. He had come forward, and it seemed like he certainly was looking for something to make him keep quiet. So there's that side of it. Was that extortion or whatever? They said at the press conference today, when asked the question, where did that money come from, Jerry Topchefsky, the archdiocesan spokesman, said it came from the general funds of the archdiocese. He said that none of the money from the annual appeal that is made to Catholics each year, which is about $7 million roughly annually that's garnered through that, none of that money went to pay this settlement. They have sufficient revenue from other sources, such as their investments, to account for this $430,000. So in that sense, none of the money people put in their collection plate on Sundays or give to the annual appeal went to this.
Tom Heinen, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Tom Heinen is religion reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.